Well, retail is a rapidly changing industry with technology leading the way. Online sales and payments have both experienced massive growth over the past few years. And on the line to talk about the evolution of retail is Andrew Reckman, the Director of Small Business Retail and Strategy at PayPal Australia. G'day, Andrew.
Hey, Andy. How are you?
Excellent. Now, this new report launched by PayPal highlights an amazing growth in online retail since 2010, along with online payments. What sort of growth are we talking about?
Well, this is actually the third year that we've run the Secure Insight event and actually the sixth in a series of reports. And we actually took the time to look back at where we thought we'd get to in online retail 3 years ago and where we've come to. Mm. And remarkably, it's actually been a fantastically accurate predictor. Since 2010, online retail market's been growing at a very healthy clip, more than 10% a year, and it's now worth $37 billion. And that compares very, very attractively to the growth in offline retail, where it's really been 2 or 3% a year.
Right, so I guess that really sends a clear message to anyone in retail that, you know, they need to spread their wings into e-commerce.
They do, and it's really not just retailers. There's other segments of the market that are going online, particularly services. We see there's tremendous growth there. The other thing to note is the amount of transactions that are happening in mobile. And just at PayPal, we've seen mobile go from virtually nothing to upwards of 30% of our turnover in the last 3 years. And the market just for mobile commerce is, you know, has grown to extraordinary extent.
Talking about mobile, definitely in the future, we see sort of predictions for mobile traffic increasing and being actually the majority of internet traffic over the next few years. So, I mean, is that really what the next phase of retail is? Is it about mobile?
Absolutely, and I think mobile is a really powerful device for closing the gap between the online world and the offline world. You're carrying a mobile in your phone, in your hand, when you're visiting retail stores, and more we're seeing consumers walking around in an offline environment, in a store, looking at their mobile for product information or maybe to compare the price or even to think about buying something online. So the mobile device is that bridge between the offline world and the online world, and it's only going to get more and more important as part of our lives.
And PayPal seems to have some pretty firm plans in this area now with the ability to use PayPal in bricks and mortar merchants as more of these stores accept PayPal in stores.
Absolutely, and we're still early days with using your PayPal account on a mobile phone to make purchases in store, but we think there's some really transformational experiences that will actually make a mobile payment in store a whole lot better than using cash or credit card. Now, cash and credit card, they're very, very convenient ways to pay. So if the mobile device is going to be used to pay in a store, it's got to offer an exceptional experience. And we think in some areas such as pre-ordering your food and having it ready to pick up, or maybe even skipping the need to wait for your waiter to bring you a bill at the end of a restaurant meal, those are the sort of experiences that the mobile can deliver a fantastic outcome for consumers.
And something that I really like that has been included in this recent report, touched on briefly, is this new technology from PayPal called PayPal Beacon. Like you say, we already have this cashless, cardless society we're moving towards, you know, in mobile transactions. But now you're talking about hands-free transactions in stores?
Essentially, yes. So the Beacon is a small device. It's kind of about the size of a USB stick. And the retailer simply plugs it into either a power socket or a computer in their store. What that beacon does is it establishes a secure connection between the retailer's point of sale system and the PayPal customer's account via their mobile phone. So when a PayPal customer walks in within 50 metres or so of that beacon, it actually alerts them to the fact that they've checked in, if you like, to that store, pre-authorised payment, and most importantly, allows the store to then maybe propose an offer to that customer, and when they get to the store, it's already there waiting for them.
Maybe if they're in there and they're just browsing and they go to leave, they could, you know, jump in with a last-minute 20% discount.
Exactly. In fact, it's just as powerful to know that people have been in your store and they haven't purchased as to know that people have been in your store and they have purchased, because that actually establishes a connection between the consumer and the retailer that takes advantage of technology. And in some ways, it really augments the sort of customer service that the retailers are liking to give to their users in a personal basis.
Okay, still early days for PayPal Beacon. When might we see it activated in stores?
Yeah, so we've got some trials running between now and early 2014 with some developers, because really we don't know how this is going to be used, this technology is going to be used. It'll be interesting to see what developers and retailers can do with it to create unique customer experiences. And we're expecting probably the second half of 2014 we'll see these rolled out on a more mass basis.
And I guess then wallets will just be somewhere that where you put your photos, hey?
They will. There's still potentially a case for a wallet, but more and more of it is disappearing into your mobile phone.
There you go. Now, what's the best point of information for small businesses looking for e-commerce solutions?
Well, look, there's a couple of things. First of all, we have a terrific series of presentations available at Driving Business Online. It's drivingbusinessonline.com.au, where PayPal's partnered with several other leading online companies to provide information about getting online, selling online, and doing more with your business online. Or if people want to directly come to the paypal.com.au website, they can actually learn more about establishing and setting up a PayPal account.
Good free advice on that website, hey?
Plenty of free advice at Driving Business Online, and there's plenty more to come over the coming years and months.
Excellent. Andrew, thanks again for coming on Tech Daily.
Thanks very much.